I'm telling you, that old racism came out of him. That, you know, that old end of your life racism, that came out of him real quick.
Yeah, that boy, yeah, he shouldn't even be, you know, yeah, that's what he was. Boy, that boy can rap right there. Yeah, that's what he was, you know, I mean, hey, the thing is and well, doesn't Biden, Trump go to the blacks?
Yep, the
you
blacks.
Know, so he, that's what I'm saying, hey, you know what, black America, I would say this, and any motherfucker that's sitting up there waiting on the president to say something, you probably are a motherfucker that sticks a dollar in a slot machine and hope you get rich. The president ain't got a fucking thing to do with how your economical standing is. If you're doing good in life, it ain't because of the president. And if you're doing bad in life, it ain't because of the president.
No, it ain't. And another thing, Congress. Here's something that a lot of people fail to realize, too. They'll be so hell-bent. A lot of people don't think about this, bro. They'll be so bent on what president gets in, right? But you got people like Mitch McConnell that's been in there 100 years. Now, they affect policy. Now, remember what you said. You said a key word a little bit ago. You said policy. The hell with a law. Policy is like a law that's enforced like a motherfucker. That's what a policy is. The policy, let's say you create a policy. Foundational black Americans are supposed to receive reparations, anti-black crime bill, whatever, whatever. That's policy. Which means you pull a nigga over and he got handcuffs on and you say something slick in the mic like, yeah, I sure hate these Negroes wearing these Jordans. You shoot them, you get a life sentence. That's what policy does if a policy's enforced. You see what I'm saying? So you know how sometimes we always say, well, the law. The truth is, we live in, especially here in Minnesota, I call it the Dred Scott North. I've updated the files in that regard. People call it the Jim Crow North. We got the Dred Scott North. We could kill you niggas with impunity. We could just do this to you Negroes. And, you know, we might get a little time, pay a nigga a couple little crumbs. But the policy is, and this is the policy, it's unwritten, but the policy is we can unalive Negroes. And nothing's really going to happen. You know, we'll give you Chauvin. We'll give you Potter. But generally, the law of the land is we can just harm you niggas. See, that's policy. You see what I'm saying? Because there's already laws on the books. You're not supposed to do that stuff. There's laws. But the laws ain't really enforced. It's just a piece of paper. Now, there's something I wanted to play. It's an update. There was a case in Atlanta years, maybe a year ago or something. Now, do you remember this case that I don't know if I talked to you about it, but I might have. But there was a case where it was a black family. This sister had a baby and delivered the baby decapitated. Now, you probably wonder, like, what the hell? There's been reports that there was a coon that was a Sambo doctor that did it. Now, the woman delivered the baby, but they say that the doctor or somebody pulled on the baby so hard that the baby's head came off, which is, that doesn't even make sense. But that's what they said happened. The hospital wrapped the baby up, made an excuse to the sister, didn't show her the baby, said, oh, well, you know, the baby died or whatever the case may be, but they wrapped the baby up in a way where she didn't know what was going on. I believe what happened was when they do stuff like that, bro, that's medical apartheid. When they do stuff like that, they want to cover it up fast. So I think they tried to send the baby to a medical examiner or they tried to get hurry up and have the baby buried or something like that. And I think the medical examiner must have reached out to the hospital. I don't know if it's the same guy that I want to play, but this nigga's on some bullshit too. But one of the medical examiners said, I'm ruling this a homicide. Now, we're hearing reports that the doctor was a foreign coon. That's what I've heard. I'm not sure if I can confirm it, but I did hear that the doctor was black. The black family were trying to sue the hospital. The bigger picture beyond the coon is this. Who is protecting these doctors? See, it goes up the ladder. This ain't just something that probably just happened. You don't just have this stuff happen by accident. These things are orchestrated because you can't move. You can't have a crime this smooth without somebody protecting somebody. Now, I want to play this for you, and this is going to be very disturbing for people, but it's got to get played.
You're accused of posting images of decapitated babies off the inside, with the doctor accused of posting images of decapitated baby's autopsy on social media without the parents' permission. Good evening and thank you for joining us. I'm Russ Spencer.
I'm Courtney Bryant. The doctor who performed that medical examination is liable for violating the parents' trust. Fox 5's Christopher King spoke with the parents of the newborn. He's live at the Fulton County Courthouse with more. Christopher?
Courtney, Russ, the baby's parents say Dr. Jackson Gates posted video of their child on Instagram. They say they never gave him permission. And we warn you, this topic is disturbing.
Taking it day by day.
These last several months have been too much to bear for Jessica Ross.
Crazy, scared, traumatic.
Ross lost her newborn son last July during childbirth at Southern Regional Medical Center. The baby had been decapitated.
Like, what happened?
The Clayton County Medical Examiner found the baby's neck and spinal cord were broken during delivery and ruled his death a homicide.
I was blaming myself at first because I thought I did something. I knew something else would happen.
Ross and the newborn's father, Trevion Taylor, took their baby to Dr. Jackson Gates to conduct a private autopsy. He did. And the baby's parents say Dr. Gates posted graphic video and images of their son on social media.
My baby was on Instagram. That Dr. Gates posted pictures of my baby.
My heart just dropped. I got really chills.
They say Dr. Gates did it without their consent.
I gave him no permission at all.
Dr. Gates has disputed the claim, saying anything posted was done for educational purposes.
It broke my heart, really.
A Fulton County court on...
Now, before we go on with this, I want folks to understand what's happening here. Not only you being a black person... are you in danger? While you're alive, you have no respect after death. This was the way that this was even handled. The case of the decapitation, the fact that nobody is in prison right now, is almost like a ritualistic murder. It's like something that they don't even show this kind of stuff in movies, bro. And the fact that this case isn't even a national thing, like we heard about it, but this is if you were to ask me, well, is this even worse than that first case that I talked about with them folks fighting? This is worse. This to me is almost as big. This to me is almost worse than a race soldier killing an unarmed black man. You know why? Because the baby has absolutely no way to fight back at all. There's nothing that the child could have done being born where it had any kind of, it's at its most vulnerable point. I could say that I could get pulled over. And let's say a cop beat my ass and I could say, well, yeah, this is a race soldier cop. Somebody could say, well, yeah, DP, you was high, you was drunk, you was talking shit, you spit on the cop and the cop beat your ass and he called you a nigga while beating your ass. There's variables. This ain't got no variables. There's variables to if you get pulled over, how it can go, how I react. Maybe I didn't react at all and they just decided to beat my ass to shoot me. Maybe I got pulled over and I was running off at the mouth and I got slapped across the head. Wasn't supposed to get slapped. Wasn't supposed to get running off at the mouth. This ain't one of those cases. You see what I'm saying? This is a case where a baby literally has no sanctuary. And see, this is the issue. When I hear somebody tell me, man, you got to vote. No, I don't. Because like this right here, you're not really hearing any of the politicians come out. You ain't even heard Kamala say nothing about this. This is in Atlanta. You haven't even heard that punk ass district attorney down there that was prosecuting Young Thug. This hood rat ain't said nothing about this. It's in her whole damn city. And that's another thing. I don't think any other podcaster beside myself brought that up. Y'all trying to indict Donald, and you trying to indict Young Thug, but y'all ain't indicted nobody from this hospital for this? This is right in your backyard. I don't think no podcaster, I don't think nobody has ever brought this up to light to say, damn, wait a minute. Nobody's went to try to indict and investigate this hospital. So now what it makes you ask the next question, who's protecting these physicians?
Oh, yeah. That's
the big question.
That's the thing you got to look at. Yeah, who's protecting them?
You said who picks the jury. I'm using your term, who picks the jury. Who picks the jury? We don't know who picks the jury. Who's protecting these people? It's the same question. It's along the same line of who picks the jury. We don't know who picks the jury. When Breonna Taylor was murdered, they were trying everything. You know that Sambo down there, that nigga down there that was like the DA? He was running around hiding. He was doing all kind of weird stuff when they were trying to indict them race soldiers. When they were with the grand jury, they were doing all kinds of slick stuff with the grand jury. They did not want to indict those police that killed Breonna Taylor. Them police were going to the post office, different post offices, trying to pull up anything against Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. They couldn't find nothing. They were trying to falsify documents. They were trying to do all kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff that we heard about in the movie Rosewood, just lies. But nobody's speaking for the black baby. That's why I don't respect these black congressional caucus Negroes that's running around here talking about, well, we want to give a special thanks to Megan Thee Stallion and Planned Parenthood so you could butcher a bunch of black babies. Black lives matter, but black babies in the womb don't matter. And you have this. See, that's another reason, bro, why you know, if you ever wondered, why don't people really respect the black caucus? I call it the immigrant black caucus. The immigrant black caucus, which they bust their ass for illegals and immigrants. They don't bust their ass for foundational blacks. The immigrant black caucus goes out of their way to support immigrants, and they go out of their way to support the black baby butchers. Yes, I'm saying that, the black baby butchers. They can't wait to see a black baby aborted. Now, they're not doing that at the border. They doing that to black citizens. They telling us to kill our babies. They're not going down there at the border saying, wait a minute, some of these women coming through here are pregnant. We got to pay a lot of medical bills for that. See, they're not doing that. They doing that only to black women. And you have situations like this. Bro, I ain't heard Al Sharpton. I ain't heard Jesse Jackson. I really ain't heard none of these niggas. I haven't heard none of these niggas bring this case up. You got to think, this could happen to any one of us. This could happen to any one of us. You could have a child and they pull some bullshit like this. There was another case where a brother, they killed this. I don't want to say that word because of YouTube. They unalived a young brother that went to have a surgery. And the way when the brother was asking what happened to his son, go talk to this person. They were moving real funny style. They were moving real, real, real funny style. This brother was trying to get lawyers. It was in I think Texas. I can't remember what it was really bad. I mean, we see that's another thing too, bro, that needs to be talked about. We have to start protecting our children by all costs. There might have to be some pull-up summers on some of these hospitals and some of these organizations and places that are doing stuff to black kids, because they're going to continue to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If this would have happened to Britney Spears' baby, what do you think would have been the penalty?
Yeah, it would have been extreme.
Would somebody be sitting in a jail cell right now?
Of course.
Would you probably, would you have a bunch of rednecks at the Capitol like January 5th saying, hey, somebody about to get indicted for this or else?
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be, it'd be some, it would be, you know, it wouldn't be like it is now.
So, you know, I just wanted to, and I think what I need to start doing too is another thing is I'm not doing enough justice on the Bagland podcast by not covering enough stories. I mean, I covered them, but I'm just giving myself a little kick in the behind about some of this. I need to start covering more stories like this that we don't hear about that much, because there's a lot of stories. Like, I think there was a case where there was a bunch of abducted black men, I think in Virginia or somewhere. You know, there's a lot of stories and a lot of stuff we don't hear about. And you know how the mainstream media, like you said, the mainstream media is a propaganda machine. That's all it is. When we look at elections and all of that kind of stuff, like you said, it don't really matter who gets in. It matters who implements policy. But then you got people that's been in Congress for over 40 plus years. And a lot of people don't pay attention to them folks. You got senators and congressmen. You got folks that they'll be in there for years and years and years again. Like Negro Clyburn. Catfish Clyburn. That nigga, he's been in Carolina for forever. You got black folks that'll ask him about reparations. That nigga starts talking shit and cussing you out. He don't never say we should pass an anti-black crime bill. He's a majority leader though, bro. This is somebody that's kind of, you see? So, but what, you know what it is you got a lot of the old coons, like the old civil rights coons that are in that South Carolina district, they vote that nigga in. You see what I'm saying? Now, he's been doing this for over 30 years. He signed up for the 94 crime bill. When people took him to task about it, he started babbling. He started plantation babbling about it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we got some folks that's in our mix that got to go. I hate to say it like that, bro, but some of them niggas got to go. And some of them are retiring because now they ain't got to deal with it no more. But, yeah, there needs to be a public outcry about this kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to continue to play the video, and then we'll go on to the next segment. I want to talk about DeSantis and his issue with Haiti. And then we're going to talk about Chicago and a couple other issues. And then let's talk some music real quick if you ain't got to go. We were talking about a lot of different music stuff we didn't get to go into, about royalties and masters and, you know, artists and stuff like that. So we'll get into that.
Wednesday issued a default judgment against Dr. Gates and his business, Medical Diagnostic Choices, after they failed to respond to a civil complaint the baby's parents filed.
I just want justice.
Now, the parents are also suing Southern Regional Medical Center in a separate case. We called and texted Dr. Gates. We are waiting for a response, and the judge will decide at a later date just how much Dr. Gates will pay the baby's parents. Live at Fulton County, Christopher King.
Well, so they want to sue Gates. I would have never posted nothing like that if I was a doctor. And this is a black man that did this shit, which is even more despicable. Southern Region Medical Center, that's in Riverdale, Georgia. So let me see how far that is. Clayton County. All right. Got a lot of bad reviews here. Looking on Google. Now they are outside the city of Atlanta. Maybe they're about a good 10 miles, 10, 15, 20 miles away from the city of Atlanta. It looks like they're close to Morrow, Georgia. Yeah, man. That's how they getting down. So now we know where that happened at. Let's turn it over to Chicago.
A Chicago City Council meeting was raw and real. Residents tore into city leaders over the 35,000 illegal immigrants who have poured into Chicago. And
oh,
the city.
Damn. Hell.
35,000 new votes.
Fuck. Jeez.
Is on a spending spree for those people who broke our laws to get here. Critics are accusing the city of prioritizing border crossers over minority communities in particular.
Get them out of our communities because they don't deserve to be there.
Downtown has 3 to 4 illegal families on every block begging for work and selling Kit Kat bars after $1 billion was spent on them. Where is that money? Where is the money for the South Side and the West Side communities? Not another dollar for the illegals. If the crisis is so bad, the city council members who are so concerned should donate their salaries to the cause like a real public servant should.
That's from a recent, yesterday it was breaking live during this hour.
Now, yeah, see, let's peel the layers back. Let's peel the layers back. Black folks in Chicago, we're going to take you to task a little bit here, all right? Black folks in Chicago, they had that janky mayor. They had Thunderbird Hennessy Lightfoot up in there. See,
is she gone?
I think she's gone, but now they got a new nigga. Now that nigga, he ain't nothing, he ain't too much better. And see, again, what I said about interest. Folks was not voting for their interest. They was eating chicken wings and trying to get Joe in. They probably weren't voting for their interest. They probably thought, oh, well, you know, instead of staying home, well, the boogeyman's coming in. So, oh, Master Joe, let's vote in Master Joe. And now it's coming to head. See, folks probably thought, well, you know, this ain't gonna happen. This ain't gonna happen to us.
Yeah.
We gonna be protected. We good. No. All them, let me tell you, this, a lot of this, it's not from necessarily the young people. This is for the Popeye Chicken Negro, and I haven't used this term in a while, so I'm gonna enjoy this. This is for the Popeye Chicken Negro spiritual vote Negroes. Shout out to them. All them niggas that was running around when the vote went, when the young black folks was talking about, hey, what's up with Mike Brown? What's up with Trayvon? What's up with our reparations? And a lot of these old niggas said, shut up. You young niggas ain't getting no reparations. You ain't getting no reparations. You need to stop all that. You need to vote. Because our ancestors died so you could vote. You need to vote blue no matter who. It was those Negroes that helped cause this issue. That was a big part of this. They had the opportunity to say, you know what, we going to vote couch to send a message. And then as you go along, what is this here? Then as you go along, we could have done... You know, we could have built up our communities. Like you said, it don't necessarily matter who gets into office, but we could have took it from the local level to the state level and said, look, these are our policies that we need passed. These are our policies that we need passed, bro.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. And this wasn't just over 4 years. So I can't just look at Joe. I can't just look at Trump. Y'all niggas had Obama in a bunch of times. Them, and I voted for him the first time too. I was dumb. But them niggas kept doing it. They didn't demand nothing over these years. They just said a change gonna come. And they were so happy having a black president or having that nigga's not a foundational. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? He don't come from us. He don't come from us. His folks is from Kenya. See, he don't give a fuck about us. I guess I can't hold it to him. He don't really give a damn about no black Americans. He don't care. So, you know, they picked the right horse to bet on. They got him up in there. You know, he helped out the LGBT, the illegals. And, you know, he probably was hanging around. And then you got to think, it was a cunning move. He married a black American woman, so he got his street credibility. She's from Chicago. You see what I'm saying? So they pulled one over on us real good. I mean, they pulled up one over on us real good, man. But this is the reason why we had this problem. I'll play a little more. We'll move on.
That's from that city council meeting. And we couldn't see everybody, but we played it for you anyway. Now we have so much more of it to play. Illinois has spent more than $1 billion of Chicago tax money already on the people who are there. So the Illinois governor thinks he has the answer to it all. He's blaming Texas.
Abbott willfully planned the arrival of these individuals in locations and at times that would engender.
Now, this is the Illinois governor talking.
Maximum chaos for the city of Chicago. Think about that the next time a politician from Texas wants to lecture you about being a good Christian. They shouldn't leave it to the governor of Texas, who has no goal but to sow chaos and destruction.
Well, okay, so now what you're seeing right here is political theater. You have a white Democrat. Now, remember what I was telling you the other day, bro. That stuff don't work for black folk. It works for them. A white person can just jump up and say, well, hey, man, I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat. You know, that really truly works for them. They'll get on a Democrat bandwagon and then they'll jump off and they'll go to something else that within whatever serves them. So this guy is now blaming Abbott. Abbott's going to blame them. Abbott's going to say, well, y'all want a bunch of illegals in the country, so we're going to send them up your way. The governor of Illinois is going to say, well, it's Abbott. He's sowing destruction. Then he brought religion into it. He said, oh, he says he's a good Christian. Why would you do these people that? But think about this. He ain't no better. You know why? Because he's letting them stay. He's the one that's releasing the funding across the Illinois state, and especially in Chicago, because you got to think, bro, they're not putting these immigrants, these illegals, they're not putting these folks up in the top-notch suburbs of Chicago any more than they're putting them up in the Hamptons in New York. You see what I'm saying? They're not putting them up in no real nice areas out there in New York. They putting them in there with us. So now what that does is that sows dissension. Black folks, for the most part, we be looking out for people, even if we really shouldn't be doing it. But you know, when we looking at it like, well, damn, you know, you got this sister right here, she's homeless, she ain't got nothing. You got Jerome over there, he wants a college grant. You telling them they can't open up this school. So we looking at it like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? We've been here over 150 years. These folks been here 5 minutes and you giving them more than we done been here for over 70 years. So of course the residents are like, well, damn, we already are struggling. So, but they put that in there. The race soldiers, they systematically and they engineer this. This isn't something that they do by accident. They put them there specifically in black neighborhoods because they know it's going to sow dissension. They know that we ain't going to be happy about it. They know it's going to mess up our economics. They know it's going to burn the system. And then that also socially on the street, these folks, like I said, they ain't been in Chicago in a while. They come from, a lot of these folks come from lawless countries. So they're going to be committing all kind of crimes. We don't know nothing about them. We don't have no background on these folks. So when they do a crime, they just let them out and you know what I'm saying? They're not going to keep him in jail. They beating up cops in New York. You see what I'm saying? If me or you beat up a police, they would have killed us. Can you imagine if we jumped on some Minneapolis cops? We'd be dead. You see what I'm saying? So they know what they're doing when they send these folks up here or send those folks in Chicago. They send them in places where black neighborhoods don't got too much and they still, you know, trying to do their thing. And what they do is it's a good way to pit black and non-blacks against each other, too. So now you got some black folks to feel a certain way and they ain't getting no resources. And you get some folks that ain't been here 5 minutes and they getting resources. So you get the ones that may come up here, they want to work and do their thing. Then you get the ones like I showed you that comes up here and starts calling people some niggas on the train. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole. Yeah. And here's another thing. We have to keep in mind that a lot of these Latin countries, them folks that are coming up here, treat the black people from those Latin countries terrible. Brazil and Venezuela and stuff. There's black Venezuelans. A lot of people don't know, bro. In Brazil, there's millions of black people there. I've heard, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that there's more black people in Brazil outside of Africa, that there's a lot there. That's one of the biggest populations of black people. They treat them terrible in them places. You see what I'm saying? So they bring some of their anti-black mentality with them. They don't leave that at home. When that dude was calling people the N-word on that train, bro, that's why he said, let me show your ID. Let's do a paperwork check. This is a paperwork party. Black people, we started to do paperwork parties. Where are your people from? Where are you from? Let me see your ID. Because you talking real slick. Let me see where you're from. Oh, well, it says New York. Let me check your name. Oh, you from somewhere else. You ain't been here that long. So if you're using these words and you're talking slick about us, you haven't been here that long. You didn't just get this overnight. You've been talking like this about us. You already feel this way before you show up at our doorstep. So that brother was just doing a paperwork check. That's all it was. He was just getting dude right, letting them know this ain't how it's going to go. Just giving them a nice little introduction. Hey, man, you in New York. You're talking real slick. I'm just going to get you right. I'm going to get you together. This is a diversity and inclusion education. You seem to not know the history of the descendants of the slaves. We going to slap you silly a few times to get you on board. So you won't be doing that again. We going to get that right about your energy right quick. So, you know, it's like the updated concept of Willie Lynch. You always mention to me the Willie Lynch mentality. I've heard from some people that the whole concept, or not the concept, but the Willie Lynch story was not even true. I'm not sure if it was or wasn't, but the concept applies. Like, that whole idea really truly works, and they enforce that. That's been something that they actually use. So whether the person was real or not, they really do use that. This is like a way where they can say, well, we could deprive the black American citizens already here, and then we could give these folks that really have no allegiance to the United States and don't really give a damn about the United States anyway, they ain't been here 5 minutes, and then we can basically just funnel them in. We could get votes, we could give them some money, they could probably have them take the jab, and they gonna fall in line. And then what they gonna do is they gonna do the same thing that they do to a lot of African immigrants, what they used to do. I wouldn't have no doubt in my mind, bro, that they sit them down in front of these TVs and say, look, you see that Negro over there? That nigga sells crack and he don't take care of his children. You see that? That's Megan Thee Stallion. That's Cardi B. All they do is twerk and ride around in Hellcats and they carjack. Stay away from them. I bet you they got something like that. I bet you they got a whole little system that when they funnel them in the country, they say, hey, you know, Jerome right over there, hey, he's no good. Be careful of him. He might pick your pockets. Wow, really? Now, as we can see from the evidence, that's really truly the other way around. If you hear about some of these reports, a lot of these folks is breaking into the homes. They're pissing on people's walks. They're squatting. They're stealing out the damn hunt. They're stealing out the damn clothing store. I mean, they doing the most. Not all of them, but I mean enough. I mean, when you get to the point, man, when you got folks coming from different countries, man, and they beating up NYPD police and walking away alive. Walking away alive, bro. Alive.
That's something you definitely don't expect.
Alive. I'm not saying, well, you're going to jail. And then they doing the, they was throwing their middle fingers up at the camera. I almost start wondering, man, did they hire them to do this? I'm like, this is over the top. Like, they are. So you done came somewhere. You fled from your country and you didn't have enough balls and dignity to stay in the country that you should love and cherish. You fled like a coward and you showed up to my door and you give me the middle finger. The nerve and the audacity is like, so they're in their mind. They like, look, man, if they gonna let me do this, they be like, man, I'm gonna wreak havoc. And you gotta think of what that does to somebody that shows up at another country and decides to kick a cop's ass. He's emboldened now. He's like, what? Man, I'm gonna get away? Man, them folks, they probably can't wait to commit another crime. Like, I ain't gonna go to jail. They had had another dude that beat up a cop. He stabbed somebody else. He stabbed another person. He snatched a woman's pocketbook. And he had been deported like 2-3 times. He got deported 3 times, bro. That man still ain't in jail. He still ain't in jail. I thought they were making it up, seriously. I thought it was. And they're like, no, nah, this dude got deported 3 times. He done stabbed some people. He slapped a cop. There's another dude here. I don't think I need to turn. Well, let me see what else the governor's talking about real quick, because he's part of it too.
Catatras has lived in Chicago.
What do they got here? You told me about the black conservatives not too long ago. They got two black folks on Fox News. They call it the Falker Focus. Now, remember when
She used to work here locally. The black girl, Harris Faulkner.
Really?
She used to work for, NBC or WT. What is Care 11? I think it's Care 11 or maybe KMSP.
Okay.
She used to work here locally.
Okay. Now, I don't know too much about her, and I don't know what their I don't know what they're
runs with. He yeah. runs with she married a they married a black woman and married the rich white guy, rich Jew. She runs in the circle with if you remember from the old Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, okay.
You remember the little girl named Fancy? That worked at the hotel with Jamie Foxx and he had a crush on her.
Wait a minute. Was she the one with the long hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they were in the same crew. They all married rich Jewish white guys.
Interesting. I believe she's, where is she from? Where's her people from?
They're from the island.
Oh, there we go. Garcelle Bouvet. Haitian. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, I see her with the white dude now. Yeah. Okay. So now you just turn me on to something. Now, what I played for you earlier, I couldn't see their face at first, but then when I seen who was talking, you hit me on it is not too long ago. Now, I'm not saying they're Sambos. I ain't heard nothing Sambos just yet. But what I'm saying is this. Now, Fox News, typically conservative right wing, right?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that they've been hiring a lot of black Americans or black people to talk their talking points in the last couple years? If you noticed that?
Yeah.
See?
Certain mentality black people, though.
Now, what the only difference between Fox and CNN is this. CNN hires usually the babbling Sambo. Democrats babble a lot. They got this point. Oh, people of color, minorities, LGBT. Disenfranchised. They got 50 different policies and ideals they have. And they want you to vote. You said that the Republicans are like, hey, look, First Amendment, pro-life, small government. They don't have a whole bunch of stuff that they want. You know, oh, you want to vote? All right. You don't want to vote? Okay. They're not so hard on votes. They don't really change their policies and stuff like that as much. Now, they're two wings of the same bird. The thing is with the GOP, they got like the Tim Scott Negro, the Thomas, who is that one nigga, man, that Sambo man that's on the Supreme Court? What's his name?
Clarence Thomas.
Okay, him, Uncle Ruckus. Okay, so they'll get a nigga like that. That is the Fox News Negro, okay?
Yeah.
Crying Negro, Crying Negro Network, aka CNN, That's the Van Jones nigga. They'll hire a nigga to be crying all the time, and he's crying, and you know, MSNBC, same kind of thing. They'll hire one of these old fraternity bought and paid Negroes. You know,
yeah, they might CNN is gonna hire people. They're gonna hire people from both sides. Fox News very rarely hires Democrat mentality people.
But CNN, you know what I mean? CNN typically leans left.
Like, I don't know if you watch Fox News. There's a guy on there, a big black dude to be on there named Tyrus. I don't know if you ever seen him. He's on the show. There's a show called The Five or something like that. He's on that show. He was a former pro wrestler who was a bodyguard of Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And he's a read, man. He's been cooning so much, man. Because, see, wrestling is very Democratic.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been cooning, talking, you know, just talking real slick about black folks and this and that. And he kind of got ran out of wrestling.
Damn.
Yeah, look him up. His name is Tyrus. Big, big black dude. Used to be Snoop Dogg's bodyguard.
So he's a big, burly ass coon.
Yeah, big, burly coon. He's one of the big shots. And he left wrestling and he didn't really care because he had a contract with Fox News.
Oh.
They're looking at it like, here's an authentic black dude who's from the hood, from the inner city, from the hood, and he's cooning like this. Oh, we gotta have him.
Dude, we got. Oh yeah, they'll grab you if you see, and that's another thing that some people don't understand. When they choose their symbols, they choose them well. They look at you for a while and they be like, okay, yeah, this nigga's been talking, especially somebody that talks real slick about black folk. Oh, black on black crime. Oh, Chicago. Oh, if black people just stop committing crime and they bootstraps. And oh, you know, if they could get folks like that, they got them because the race soldier doesn't have to say it anymore. That's why they got Candace. Candace will sit there and say, well, ain't no such thing as white supremacy. And then you'll be like, well, damn, Candace, you used the NAACP to sue the university for white supremacy. You see what I'm saying? So she knows. It's not like she doesn't know. You see what I'm saying? She doesn't know. And then you got
to
think
she's trying to really talk about.
Yeah. And she doesn't have any affinity for black Americans really like that, because you got to think she's from the Caribbean. So she don't look at herself as a black American. She looks at herself like, yeah, nigga, I made it. I ain't like you Negroes over here.
Yeah.
You see what
just
I'm saying?
Because, see, the thing is with discrimination, that's not just against black by white. You can be discriminated on if you're Mexican or from the island.
Right. But,
you know, so
if you're
just because she brought a claim of racism doesn't mean she has to identify with that.
Yeah, but you went towards the thing is the NAACP historically, and you know how I feel about them, but what I'm saying is the NAACP, when it was initially founded, the whole point was to defend yourself from race soldiers. Hey, I'm walking down the street, I got pulled over, I wanted to get a hamburger. They told me I couldn't get a hamburger in here because I was black, and then the police beat me half to death. The NAACP is going to get a lawyer to say, wait a minute, you know, we are supposed to be protected by the Constitution. It's supposed to protect black folk. And down here in this little redneck town, they're basically saying to hell with the Constitution. You black. Jim Crow.
Let me ask you this. So
that NAACP is supposed to help you based on your claim historically. So it's not like she didn't know that these were black folks to come out and say, look, we got this sister out here. And you know, the NAACP, they get money for this stuff, bro. So that case, it wasn't just out of the kindness of our heart, but that organization, it's not like she went to a conservative white lawyer.
Do they only help black?
they tip mostly, but they help typically black folks and non-black folks. You know what I'm saying? That's typically what they do. So it's not like...
So if I'm Mexican and I was discriminated against, can I go to the NAACP?
Yeah, you can go to them too.
Is there a headquarters in every state?
I believe in most states.
There should be a headquarters in every state.
Yeah, there's like a headquarters in every state. Now, you know, most of it's been infiltrated. For example, they had this sister that was in Chicago. She was like a head of the NAACP. And she was kind of saying what these folks that I'm just playing right now was on. Now, we got to keep it in the right perspective here with Fox. We know that it's a right wing narrative. So they didn't put these two Negroes on here to spin the narrative they want, because it sounds better coming out of a black person's mouth than a white person's mouth. Nobody can't say, oh, well, it's racist. See, they put them up there to basically say, but a lot of black people feel this way. But we got to keep in mind that it's still Fox. We also got to keep in mind, like what you said with CNN. CNN was one of the first networks to demonize Trayvon Martin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They were one of the first ones. The so-called liberal left of Fox did it too, but CNN was on it. CNN was one of the first ones to really talk shit about Trayvon. They were trying to pull up all his criminal records. Oh, this kid may not have good grades. Hell, he's got pictures of guns. He's, you know, that they made it more of a, well, hey, he deserved to die kind of thing. Now, they got checked at one point. They almost ran Don Lemon up out of there when he went down to Ferguson. So, you know, like I say, you had these people with these little funny style narratives, but they did go down there. They did go down there. Now this Fox News thing, they got these two black women up here. I want y'all to think about the optics. They put them on this. It says Chicago residents turned their backs on Democrats. So that kind of speaks to when you talked about the conservative coon. Now, I don't know if these are coons, but I'm saying when you told me about the rise of the conservative coon, where they could basically just get somebody to spew a lot of their talking points. And then when you start listening to it, you be like, damn, this sounds like a white person. You remember when you were saying earlier where people say, oh, well, if you're smart, you sound like a white person. Not your dialect, but you sound like a race soldier. Like, you start, when you listen to what they're saying, you're like,
yeah,
okay, this nigga sounds like, if I was on the plantation and trying to get free, he would be trying to figure out a way to get a butter biscuit and some new clothes and shoes to put me back into bondage. You see what I'm saying? So they'll get somebody that, because when you see them, somebody's gonna say, well, damn, that's racist. You're like, no, they can't be racist, they're black. A black person doesn't have the power to be racist. But when you listen to him, you're like, okay, wait a minute, he's using their points. So that's what they'll do. They'll hire people on Fox. And let's see what they say. I want to see more of what they say so I can see, you know, what, where they're coming from.
Life. Carter, how bad is it?
It's really bad. And the sentiment of most of Chicago is that of the young lady, one of the young ladies that you heard, Jessica.
Oh, this sister's a resident. Okay. So, yeah. All right. This sister, Kata Truss, she's a resident. So she's talking. So let me see what she got to say.
The sentiment of Chicagoans is the same. And I just listened to the soundbite with Governor Pritzker, who wants to blame Governor Abbott. But I think that we have to be realistic in thinking about what the state of Texas was going through before they began busing migrants here. And I don't think we really think about that. So we're looking at it now as Chicagoans receiving migrants from the state of Texas. But imagine what it must be like in that state of Texas on a daily basis where people are arriving. Our president, President Biden, has not done enough. He has not done enough to secure the borders. He has not done enough to go in and propose some legislation that he can push forth himself to change this situation. And I'm telling you, we're so angry here in Chicago, which has been a Democratic stronghold for most of its eternity. This year, we're working to turn Chicago red. We are so angry with Pritzker and with President Biden and with our mayor that we have decided that we're going to vote Republican this time around.
Wow. Now, I'm going to pause this real quick. Now, this was out here 3 weeks ago. Now, this, keep in mind that YouTube is the new news. Don't nobody watch CNN and all like that. I mean, we'll watch it in passing, but the internet runs the yard when it comes to media, especially when it comes to the black media. Bro, it's 6,600 comments on this video. Everybody in here, especially a lot of the black folks, said they sick of these motherfuckers. Now, like I say, just going and voting red, that doesn't necessarily solve the issue. I'm just saying, though, I'm looking at all these comments down here, man, in this video. You got black folks here and living in this in Illinois. They said they tired of this shit. You got this brother right here. He said, I'm a young black American. He said he's voting for Trump. As a Democrat, you got somebody that says, I'm a Democrat. I'm voting for all Republicans in the ballot. You got somebody that says they're never voting Democrat again. You got somebody that says we need to get our country back. One person said, I'm black and I'm voting Republican. Somebody says, and this sister, she says, don't ever vote. This sister right here, she says, don't ever vote based on party. Vote for people who will have the county's best interest. We talked about this a little bit ago. That's true. Another person said, flip the state red. Somebody says, I live in Texas and it's been horrible over a few decades. It's about time black folks wake up. You're not hearing anybody in here saying that they agree what this should be going on. Folks, niggas is tired of this shit, bro. They tired. Yeah. They're tired of it because they're like, look, man, y'all are spending funds. And see, you know, you might have some people that may say, well, man, y'all being mean and we shouldn't treat people. The thing is, they're going to tell you and I that until somebody runs up in their house and is sitting on sitting in front of their yard with 10, 15 people cooking barbecue rats or something like that. Now, when that happens, they not going to say that. You see what I'm saying? When they got somebody, when their neighborhood go, when their neighborhood looks like how Seward looks, they not going to say that anymore. They're not going to be saying, well, you know, just let as many in as you can and all. They're not, bro. They're not, because you're going to be uncomfortable. You know, and like I said, nobody wants nobody's children sleeping out in cold tents and stuff like that. Nobody's saying that. But damn it, you know, our folks are sleeping in tents. And I mean, every time a black person goes down to the county and wants to open up a grant or a business, if you ain't wearing a fucking dress, you ain't getting no damn money. If he's not wearing a dress, or if he ain't just decrepit and completely broke, you have to pretty much be a lazy ass nigga that don't want nothing to get a few crumbs from the county. If you don't want to work, or if you don't really want to do nothing, or if you want to be on SSI, or if you ain't got no goals or aspirations, they will help you. Oh, nigga, you don't want to do nothing? You want an SSI check? We got you. You ain't really going to be, you not going to fight against no race soldiers. You ain't going to fight against the system. You ain't going to be consequential. You ain't really going to shift the economic discourse. You not going to really do nothing for black folks. Yeah, we'll give you about $1,500 a month to sit on your ass. They love that. Oh, they love it, bro. They enjoy that.
No, it's true.
An unsuccessful black BP man.
BP is getting kind of late here. I'm going to have to get off the line.
That's cool. I got you.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
All right. I'll edit this up and I'll upload it, man. We'll do it again.
You got it. You got it. What a banger.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Take care. As y'all see it, man, these black folks tired of this, man. Black folks is tired of this. It doesn't make no sense. We understand why they doing it. Let's go over here. And before we go, I want to play a video.
Your friend got beat up.
She still.
How y'all feel?
She still. I still.
How y'all feel?
Fuck y'all.
And before y'all say shit, the reason this hoe got jumped in the end was because she tried to jump me with her sister yesterday. I don't jump, but you know.
There you go. Thank you.